Ken Nicely says he sits in on a weekly conference call with other superintendents and the State Board of Education.
We've been advised to plan for multiple scenarios, and I think that's probably right just because we don't know exactly how it's going to play out.
For example, what if after everything reopens and normal life resumes, there is a second COVID-19 wave, as some models suggest?
Is there a middle ground? Is there a situation in which we don't close completely, but rather we could stagger and maybe have alternating days, you know, cut in half the number of students that come in maybe on a given day? You know, in a classroom, you have maybe 10 students instead of 20 or 22, and I think it'd be a much better way to keep track of our students.
California, for one, is envisioning such a plan where some students would attend school in the morning, the other half after lunch. Nicely also said last week Roanoke County teachers were doing a good job of preparing their classes for at-home and online learning, with the end of the school year still about a month away. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.